Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now. Beat Breakfast
with Niall and Show. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, happy Friday. March 7th, 6 minutes past eight. It's just the two of us this morning. Niall and Show. Bringing you the energy enough to make up for the fact that Killian's not here this morning. He's left us for family matters, hasn't
he? Yes, family day today.
Yeah, so special day. Can I tell you this? I was very proud last night because I was in Wexford in my hometown and I was hosting the Wexford Student Enterprise Awards. Do you know what? I said I had an entrepreneurial bone in my body, but by God, like some of the businesses, like honestly,
there's be impressed.
Niall, we're at nothing here. Mm. Do you know what I mean? We need to be coming up with something.
Some of them are probably going to be millionaires with these ideas.
I know. Like the business acumen that they have is quite phenomenal. So congrats to everybody that was involved last night. I was lying in bed going, I need to come up with something. I need to...
Just one little idea. Yeah.
What would you do? What was your mini company again?
We had a number of elements to our mini company, but it was the potato heads. I think was the real success story there, you might say. That was the real win for the team.
I do remember Niall talking about this before, and I don't mean to bring it up again, but I also said that his mini company was potato heads and he was in fourth year in secondary school, and I said I think Eve was around four when she brought home a potato head from play school. But
well, I tell you, we sold them £4 a pop and we were delighted suckers. Anyway, hope
you're
well.
£4 Oh my God, you robbed people.
Hope you're well this morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
This isn't targeted at anybody in the studio, not at all. But I just want to start by saying, you know, I love my national days. Today is National Sportsmanship Day. And it just says, being gracious, respectful and encouraging towards your opponents makes the game more enjoyable for everyone involved. Okay?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I suppose it's something that we could like all remind ourselves of as we head into another round of Beat the Intro.
Yeah,
and again, not looking at anybody in particular. Not targeting anybody.
Timely to mention it there. Okay. Killian, you're going first.
Okay.
And I'd like to wish you the very best of luck in this.
I feel like
I'm
being bullied and harassed in the workplace.
What'd you get?
I got top 10 hits of 2015.
Top 10 hits of 2015. Okay, that's not that long ago, lads.
No,
it should all be up there.
Yes. I was in fifth year in school.
Okay.
Pulling all around
right
me.
Up your street then.
Were you?
No.
Song number one. Here we go. Right.
Oh, you know this.
Yes.
I'm hurting, but this is Maroon 5 with Sugar.
2 points.
Yes, please.
I'm watching this Netflix show with him in it.
Really?
And Kate Hudson.
Actor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Levine.
I'm pretty sure it's him. I meant to Google it. Anybody else watching that? It's like a... Yeah, it's Adam
Double
Levine.
Check.
Yeah.
Double check.
Do you know a nugget about this song?
Yeah. Go for it.
Mike Posner wrote this.
Okay. I like
it. He said
Mike
wasn't
Posner
good enough to sing it and they gave it to Maroon 5.
Very good.
Good tune.
Okay, so remember, it's a point for the artist and a point for the song title, so 2 points on the board there. This is short, so listen up carefully, but an absolute banger from 2015. That's it, I'm afraid. I'll give it to you one more time.
Give it to one more time because I think I know what it is. Is it Carly Rae Jepsen, I Really, Really Like You?
Oh my God, you're amazing.
I really, 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 really like you. Do you know what? I've never been so proud of myself in my entire life. Huh? You know, feck me graduation, everything else, that is the moment that has made me a man today.
Knowing the Carly Rae Jepsen song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you take whatever you need to
whatever
from that.
Works.
Honestly, that was hard. I would never.
Yeah, it was the little vocal effect in the end. I was like, that sounds like Carly Rae
Great
Jepsen.
Great video, of course. She had Bieber and all the stars in it dancing around with her.
So just before anybody trolls me, it's not Adam Levine. It's actually Justin Theroux. They look very like.
Okay, scrap that. Forget that. He has not launched an acting career.
No.
Yeah. Okay, song number three. Hits of 2015.
I have a story on this. When I went to Mallorca last year, every half hour, the events coordinating team came out to the side of the pool and went...
Hang on.
Yeah, okay. He knows what it is anyway. Go on.
That's me. Yeah. It is Lunch Money Lewis, Bills.
Oh, you're impressive today, my friend.
Thank you. I know it because the music video for this is so funny. And me and my friend still to this day just put it on when we're chilling.
I thought a lot of people would forget the artist.
No, Lunch Money Lewis.
You had it up there.
Never heard of the artist, but I do remember those girls at the side of the pool every half an hour. I got Bills.
Why would they do that every half hour?
It was like to remind people of the entertainment within the hotel and the resort. And
that would wreck my bulb if I was lying in the sun trying to relax and they're coming out going, I got Bills.
No, everything about an all-inclusive holiday would wreck your head.
It's true. Song number 4. We're on 6 points maximum so far.
Can I go 8 for 8?
I think you could do 10 this morning.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I love this song. You hate this song. You don't
hate
it.
Come on, show.
Sorry.
Like a
Niall doesn't like it.
It's the girl.
I don't know the artist.
Okay, do you know the song?
But it's Fight Song.
I know
okay.
it.
Do you want to give me the?
Is it Sarah Bareilles?
No, it's no. Love Song.
It's Rachel Platten.
Yeah. This is my
fight. 1 point.
Song. Wouldn't I got that?
You're flying though.
Okay, final song on the top 10 hits of 2015, and let's see how you get on.
Tell me of them.
Oh, you know this?
No.
Remember, I need the lead artist on this.
Hey, you got this. You got this.
Running.
Okay, I'll give you that. It's Run and Lose It All, but yep.
Is it Emily Sandé? No. Emily Sandé is the singer.
I know.
No, stop show for a second.
It's not your round.
Let me think.
Day.
Running. Is it Professor Green? No, it's not Professor Green.
You'll have
is
to
it no
him
stop
him.
Show?
I'm gonna put a timer on you.
No, I know five. It, Niall.
I know you know it.
Run in. It's not Calvin Harris, one of those DJs.
Run in.
Emily Sandé. It's Emily Sandé.
It is not Emily Sandé.
No, it's Ella Henderson.
No.
Please, sir. Can I speak? God, he's got it. Sorry, you didn't know it. It's Beyonce and Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
We all remember that when Naughty Boy turned up on
I'm a Celebrity, get me
and
out of here.
Like, pretended like he was talking to Beyonce all the time on the phone and they were good pals.
A bit of an odd, like, I didn't really get much from him. Did you get much from him? He didn't really strike me as somebody
we've never
that,
heard
like.
Him since.
Yeah, where is he?
Okay,
Shafted.
Killian, 7 out of 10 on
Shafted.
National Sportsman.
I was being heckled. I was being heckled the whole way through the last final two songs.
Not a bad score, but can show do better? We'll find out after Alex Warren.
You did well. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Yeah.
Killian got 7.
Yeah, I did, baby.
Oh, well done, Killian. On. You did really well on National Sportsperson
National
Day.
Thank you.
Day.
I got, look at this. What a shocker. I got top 10 hits of 2014.
Okay, so 11 years ago.
Are these Irish top 10s?
There are no Irish acts in there.
No,
oh, sorry.
But is it the Irish charts?
No,
or the
it was UK.
UK.
It was UK.
Okay.
Irish. Okay.
Why does that make a big
difference? It makes no
way.
Difference at all. I was just trying to like psych him out.
Song number 1. Let's have a listen. Debut single from a particular artist.
Debut single.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what it is based on the breath.
It's not Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what was his debut single called?
Yes.
Show. Wow, I don't know where you pulled that one out of.
Neither do I. Okay, it's Sam Smith and it's... Can I have it one more time, please? One more time. And please, just a little bit of silence in here, right? I know nobody's talking.
One more time. Oh, sorry. I really got in your silent vibe there.
Thanks. Call.
Okay. We
stay.
Need
is it stay?
No, you're thinking of Stay With
Stay With Me.
Which
it's not Stay With Me. No, I don't know what the name of it is.
Do you know?
That is their debut single, Money on My Mind. I don't have.
Wow. Okay.
What career they've had since. So we're getting a point there. Not bad. Now, let's move on to the next one.
You should know this.
It was a big part of your career.
Don't
here
say
in
that.
Beat. Okay? Let's have a listen.
The reason it's a big part of my career is because... At a certain time, I used this on many
sad packages.
What we will call audio packages, which were of a sad nature.
Yeah, and it was always that song.
It's Christina Aguilera.
Yeah,
and it's something else big. It's something like Big World. It's something.
I think I'm going to give you that.
It's a Big World. It's something.
There's one more in front of a Big World.
It's say something. Christina Aguilera, Big World. Great Big World.
That, oh my God, I don't know where you got that.
Something is this what this song is?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I actually thought it was Read All About It, the sad version, you know, part two.
No, oh there you go. God. Great tune. Okay, next one's a bit trickier. It's short. It was a top three single in the UK. Have a listen. The studio knows this. Actually, a bit of a banger of a pop song. One more time for you.
It's not like Avicii or something, is it?
No.
It reminds me
I know where you're going with that, with the kind of country Avicii sound. It's not at all.
We have the lovely Rachel from News sitting in with us this morning, and she knew it straight away. I have no idea who
that
is.
Okay, remember the Vamps?
Oh, the Vamps!
Wild Heart.
Nobody really remembers the Vamps.
I didn't know who
they
were.
We had them play a gig in Carlo. They were brilliant.
I didn't know who the artist was, but I knew the song, yeah.
One of them got married over the weekend.
There's a brilliant video around this time. I don't know if anybody remembers, but there was a dad at their concert. It was just all these young girls with them, and he is breaking it into this. It's just so funny.
Are they Irish, the Vamps?
No, they're from the UK. The main lad has gone out on his own. Bradley now, he's got singles out. Okay, we've got two songs left to go. Here's another big hit from 2014.
Oh.
Come on now, show.
Come on.
You should remember this.
Come on. You were inspired by the cowboy boots at their concert.
Oh, it's Coldplay, thanks.
I think when they were playing this, you were grabbing their balls.
Magic, it's magic.
That's such a sportsmanship.
Yeah, their fair magic, play.
Yeah. Did I just give her 2 points there?
Yeah.
Oh, for Jesus Christ's sake.
I can't win, though.
Well, you can draw.
Oh, can I?
You're
Jesus
currently on 5
Christ,
points.
Killian, why are you such a loud-mouthed idiot?
National Sportsmanship Day.
Sorry, yeah, congratulations.
In fairness, I would have gotten that. I knew. I would have.
Okay, last song.
Am I going to get this? What? Is there Jeopardy here?
I think, if you don't get this, I don't know what you've been doing for the last 10 years. Because we still play it on beat.
That's so loaded, way to bring a girl down.
No pressure.
Okay.
But I'd be very disappointed if you don't know this. Here we go.
It's Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong?
And that makes it a draw.
Oh my God, we just drew. This is the second week in a row that I've drawn with Killian, who is a music maestro, a god of intros. And I just like to take this opportunity on National Sportsperson Day to say thank you. And congratulations, Killian. You put in a good fight, but sometimes you just have to admit that there's somebody equal to you.
Yeah.
That's me this morning.
Yeah, well, look. Congratulations for drawing. You wouldn't have drawn if I hadn't give you the hint. So look, I was only looking out for you, and I didn't want to embarrass you on this National Sportsmanship Day. So do you know what?
It's Tuesday. This is Only Girl in the World. Good
you
morning.
Are the only girl
yes,
in the world.
I am.
Morning,
happy Tuesday.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
And let's hear about a little bit of trouble in the Lyons Kelleher household this week.
Oh, here. Every time I tell a story, that's whipped out. This doesn't make me Mrs. Bean or anything. So, Sunday night, we were both a little bit tired and emotional. We'd been out on Saturday and we were trying to decide what to get as a takeaway. And you know the way when you're tired and you're like, we get a Chinese? Nah, don't really feel like that. We get an Indian? Nah. Do you want a chipper? Nah. Anyway, eventually we all settled on a chipper. But our local chipper, which won an award for best spice bag in Ireland last week.
Fair play.
Do pizzas. So I said, I'll share pizza with Eve. And when I get a pizza, I like to get a margarita with her. I'm grand with that. I put some chili flakes on it. And I cannot, and I don't know if this is just me, but I cannot, and I've got some funny looks in Italians over the years, I can't have a pizza without garlic dip or some kind of aioli.
Yeah, you know? Aioli.
And
a big tub of it at that.
Big tub. And
big
for my
tub.
Chips as well, right?
Those little ones that they give sometimes.
Oh, those puny ones. Mm. Wasting me time. She was only a dip or two in that, and I would have nothing.
Wouldn't get one crust into it.
So I was upstairs, put my pajamas, my fluffy socks, and all the rest. And Tom shouted up, "What dip do you want?" And I was like, "God, Does he not know me at all?
11 years.
Well, 17 years together. Yeah. Now. Do you know what I mean? 17 years. The man, you'd think at this stage it would just be a given.
He shouldn't have to ask.
What dip does one put with a pizza? Mm. Obviously, the only answer could possibly be garlic. So I shout down, garlic!
Mm.
Yeah. And he goes to collect the takeaway about a half an hour later, and he comes back and he's so good. Like, he's so good. And I'm always grateful if somebody goes and collects the food. That just takes everything. Like, it makes it so much better. Anyway, I'm sitting on the couch putting on Britain's Got Talent from the night before, and he brings over the pizza. Like, he puts it on my lap. Everything done for me. Like, my Diet Coke handed. I'm an absolutely lucky wife.
You so are.
I know that. I'm blessed. And then he hands me the dip. And
this is where the trouble started.
So I see it in the little packet and I'm like, funny colour. And I take it out, I extract it, and I note that it is certainly not a garlic dip. And I just say, oh, what's this? And he just goes, curry sauce, what you asked for.
Curry sauce dip with a pizza.
And I'm like, no, I think I definitely asked for a garlic dip. No, you asked for curry. I thought it was strange. when you said it. So it was like this kind of back and forth. And then Eve just said, no, Dad, she definitely said garlic. Mm. And he was defiant. Mm. No, she didn't. Mm. No, she didn't. I thought it was odd.
So tell me about your food experience with your pizza and your garlic.
Well, he turned
around.
I just went to look. He went and got it. That is absolutely A-okay. But he turned around and said, she wants the big deal anyway. Just dip the pizza into your curry dip. Well...
Margarita what? Pizza into curry dip.
What? Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What a statement, lads. What a statement. Like, on what planet are we dipping pizza into? You know, I mean, like, my thing is, and am I weird? Like, please tell me if I'm weird, but I'm like, I'll get my garlic dip with my pizza and chips. I'll get my curry dip if I'm having like a burger or like battered sausages. And then I'll get a sweet and sour if I'm getting chicken nuggets. And
you're very particular with
I know my dip based on like what I'm putting it into.
But I don't see why you should rule out other options. I think that's...
When Nicole says file for divorce, show. That's how strong she sees this.
You think it's small-minded of me that I didn't even consider
it? I just think, sometimes the sauces actually overpower the taste of the actual item you're having. So, i.e., if you're having curry sauce, you're primarily just going to get curry sauce or garlic flavour.
Yeah, but I feel like the marriage of a margarita and a curry dip is like a beautiful...
So you feel like you're cheating at a fair?
I don't think I was cheating, but the marriage of a curry and a margarita just doesn't... It doesn't seem like a good match. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that would be...
Do you think there are people out there who do it regularly?
Who put pizza into curry?
You know what I mean? Curry and pizza. Curry dip and pizza.
I don't... Like, when he said it to me, like, he said it as if, like, what's wrong with you? Like, just dip the pizza into the curry.
Well, Tina's on my side, because I was actually going to mention this, but thank God there's other people out there. I get the curry just to drink sometimes. I often find that if I have... if I get...
What happened to you in life to hurt you so much that you drink dips?
It's like if I get a spice bag and getting satay sauce, and there's a good chunk of satay sauce left over, like, yeah, I'll drink it out of the tub.
And I'm a spice bag. I have a sauce for every food.
Satay is mine, but even with the curry I drink it. Like, Brian and Megan were over at my house the other day and they had no food left over, but they had this curry sauce in the tub, and Brian said, try that, it's like their new curry. So I just got a teaspoon and then I started like drinking it, and he was like, I meant like get something like out of the fridge or something to dip in it. And I was like, whoa, why are you coming at me?
I can see already on WhatsApp that this is a subject that's really reaching out to and touching people this morning by the volume of messages we've had in so far.
I do want to say, like, Tom is brilliant, and like it was a human error.
Yeah, tired after
he
a busy
heard
weekend.
Garlic or he heard curry, and I just
went
like,
for curry.
Went for curry, and okay. In his head, it was fine. Like
it is fine. Yeah, it's completely fine.
I'm just so fussy, like about dips. I just
sweet
feel like
chili sauce of pizza is lovely as well.
Oh God, no!
You're just going to turn down my microphone.
No. But you're at risk now. You've had a few strange ones. Okay, I'm going to pause this for a moment. We're going to get through some of your messages. There's a lot of thoughts on this, pro and con, either side.
I didn't do it. Like, I couldn't dip it in.
Did you not do it at all? You didn't even try it.
I couldn't. And even like, there was
a big dry margarita.
Oh, it was so dry.
085 102 9103. What would you have done in show situation? Would you have just hopped off the curry sauce with your margarita pizza,
or would you have had a big dry margarita
dip or no dip?
Ketchup is sometimes nice with pizza as well.
Ketchup.
I'm just going to stop talking, am I?
You did not. You put a you and Eve. Do you want to move in?
Yeah.
Is your just dealing with Dipgate at the moment. Very serious incident this week where somebody who remained nameless thought that it would be suitable to give Shona Lyons curry dip with her margarita pizza.
Yeah, no, he was only doing his best. Like, I don't, it was absolutely just a mistake. It's just, it's the fact that there's two different types of people in the world, and he's one of those people that dip it into anything.
I'd say he would.
Oh my God, that's your husband you're talking about, so be careful. Marion, help us out here. Help us out. Show's done another clanger.
Oh God. Help me, Marion.
Yeah. No, curry and pizza show is delicious.
Is it? Okay, just give me a second.
You can't knock it until you try it.
Yeah.
Marion, I suppose, like, it's the fact that, like, curry is such a, like, specific taste. Like, to me, curry is, like, yeah, okay with your chip, with your burgers, with your battered sausage, but like the thought of cheese and tomato, and then you're dipping and bread, and then you're putting, like, tell me why it works.
I don't know, but it just does. But I also do love garlic chip and cheese, but I do also get curry on the side and I pours it into my garlic chip and cheese.
Oh my God,
Marion.
A congealed mess.
How could you admit that?
Oh no, I just to be in heaven, like when Brian goes to the chipper, I'd be always like, and a curry dip, and a curry dip.
You'd just be slathering it all over whatever else is there.
Oh, it's divine. I swear to God, I'd be just eating the curry chip or my garlic chip and cheese with my curry on the side, and I pours it in, and oh my God, it's, I just don't want it to end. It's just so delicious.
Marion, is there no curdling there between the garlic?
All those
different
dips just sitting together.
No, just delicious. It doesn't even give me indigestion or anything like that. But no, delicious.
That's what I was going to ask you. How's the tummy the next day? But look, you're a pro.
Absolutely fine.
Marion, you're a star. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Right, just a few of the quick thoughts coming in on this. Various different opinions. Larry is very disappointed. He went, FFS, Tom. Dip the pizza in a curry sauce. Head fry emoji.
Tina said, I get the curry just to drink it sometimes. Your soul sister, Killian.
Ellen Enniscorthy, dip your pizza in the curry and then garlic. Next level delicious. Wow. That's similar to what Marion was saying.
A couple of people have messaged us about this chipper in Thomastown called Paddy's Special, and the layers are as follows. Are you ready for this?
Hit me.
Pizza base, tomato sauce, cheese, chips.
Ooh.
Topped off with curry sauce all over it.
Ooh.
Not my cup of tea, but it's so popular where I am, says Marianne.
I'd try it. I'd definitely try it, you know? Mm-hmm. And one more, Nicole was on, and you love this because you'd like somebody who's a bit of order when it comes to how they eat their food.
Nicole is my soul sister. Yeah. Go for it.
So here are the rules. Taco on a chicken burger, ketchup on a beef burger, curry with the chipper, garlic and barbecue with pizza.
Oh, not a barbecue.
Sweet chili with wedges, satay with the spice bag, and sweet and sour with the chicken balls.
We're all the one except for I'm spice bag sweet and sour.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last thought on this, just for now, from Tamsin.
Show your poor husband. You can't be saying that on live on air, like. Oh my God. God. I love it.
Did we not just like pretend that didn't happen? No, that really happened. Did it? Yeah, okay.
It surely happened. Woke up this morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. It's one of Niall's favourite days in the Facebook calendar,
I will be avoiding Facebook today.
It's right up there with first day of school, communion days. Yeah. We're talking World Book Day, and it is today, March 6th. Happy World Book Day to all who are frantically up now trying to get last minute preparation done for the costume for school.
Any parents listening right now who completely forgot and are trying to whip together a costume at 7:38 on a Thursday morning?
You're not alone.
Our sympathies to you. World Book Day, of course, all about celebrating the joy of reading, inspiring a new generation of budding bookworms to read for fun. This wasn't a thing in my day. It's relatively new. Like, when did
we
everyone...
We didn't have it. No, I didn't have it.
We had it in school, but it wasn't to the extent where you dress up. It was just World Book Day, bring your favourite book, or we
talk about your favourite book. Yeah,
but it wasn't like dress up as a character. And they used to do a thing in our like local bookstore where you could go, and that's where people would dress up. But it wasn't much a school thing. Yeah.
Okay.
We had a bookshop magazine. I actually loved it.
Fair play.
Yeah, it's gone. I wonder how that guy is. He was like
It's hard to run a business nowadays. Anyway, no sadness. No sadness. Yeah. It's a happy day.
World
I know
book
what
day. You mean, though, about the book thing. Like, there's a bookshop in Wexford, and it's a secondhand bookshop, and it's called Red Books. And I could spend like
a long time.
It's got all little kind of coves, and like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, there's just something magical the chemist, about books. So when my mum went to the chemist, I'd go in there and I'd be like, oh, a book.
Oh, a book.
Whoa! It's a book.
I have to ask the question, and I often think about this on World Book Day when I see some amazing kids in amazing costumes. What about parents who aren't so crafty? They feel under pressure today, show.
Yeah, well, I do think, in fairness to the schools, if it's like Eve's school, they do give you plenty of notice. So you do have a heads up that it's coming. I'm certainly not a put together costume person. Like, I can't. Well, I can do a little bit of sewing, but no, I'm not creative in that way. But I suppose it's like down to what they want to be. Like, a lot of kids are very specific. They want to be Harry Potter or Matilda, and there's like a certain. But you can there's lots of DIY ways you can do it, you know?
And there were some suggestions online if you need an easy costume this morning, you're under pressure. One of them was Matilda, Mrs. Trunchbull. But you just need to have some shot puts around the house, it seems, if anyone
I don't
those.
Think a school would let you bring that in. Like, in all honesty.
Harry Potter is a very popular one. Lewis Hamilton has been suggested.
What did Lewis Hamilton write?
His brother wrote a book.
About him?
About himself. But I think he has like an autobiography or something.
He's got biographies.
That is kind of funny when you think about it. Like, you know,
you could be anyone who has an autobiography. Yeah,
someone else went to Marcus Rashford because he has a book.
Yeah.
So my question to you this morning, and I dug deep to think about this. I'll tell you first who I would go
as. Bridget Jones, is it?
Oh, you are on International Women's Week.
I've had no sugar, sorry.
You think I'm just going to put on a big pair of knickers?
Yeah, it'd be a handy one to put on. You're like,
no, I was torn between two. I would go as Mel Robbins, the podcaster and the author of Let Them.
What's her look?
She just wears jeans. She just wears jeans and a t-shirt.
Handy.
But I'd just be able to carry the book. Do you know what I mean? Or I would go as, you probably won't know this, but I was obsessed with a series of books when I was younger called Sweet Valley High, and it was about two twin sisters.
And the TV show.
They've had a revival because there's a massive podcast about every single episode of Sweet Valley High. So I would go as the girls because I always wanted to be I wanted to be Jessica. They were Jessica or Elizabeth. Okay. I don't know exactly if they were particularly highbrow in terms of like expanding my reading world, but I certainly loved them. Killian, who are you going as?
So, you know, Normal People.
Yeah.
And when Paul Mescal goes into the shop to get like diesel.
Super Value.
No, he goes to Centra.
The diesel. Centra.
I'd be the Centra worker behind the counter.
Okay.
And I just wear a tracksuit and then whatever. Centra
t-shirt.
It'd
be just like your old days in the Royal Oak. Yeah. Really.
What a random character you picked.
Well, it's just easy. And I enjoyed that character very much for the 2 second screen time they got.
Very good.
Do you know them or something? Do you have a personal?
No, just a Centra worker, I think. Like everyone's going to go for their Harry Potters and their Hermione's.
I like
Centra
it.
Worker.
Yeah, keeping it real. Love it.
I think mine is obvious. Let's be fair here. Look at me. I'd go as Christian Grey.
I thought you were going to say you'd go as yourself, and I was like, don't do that.
I'm not in the
Who's
book.
Christian Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Yeah, obviously.
Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice tux and maybe a little quip or something. And into
school don't come
I
in
go.
Here to me with that.
Children's Day, Niall.
Think about that.
Woke up this morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. You can do it like a
brother. Officially Day of the Dude, time to celebrate all that's great about being a dude, being a lad, and some great tips coming in which we're going to get to in a moment, but we're trying to just for one day only welcome show into the dudehood.
Yeah,
no,
and she says
you can't have your off sleeve shoulder, dudes don't do that.
Sorry, she's just my jumper like.
Yeah, you need to have the arse crack out at least one a day as well.
And look, I know this.
You do.
I know this would really go against you, but you know there's a lot of dudes and they just keep their hands.
I'm not
in their
putting
pants.
My hand there. I'm
You're
not
like
doing
that.
That doesn't come natural. I'm not doing that.
Sometimes we just have to readjust
what
ourselves.
What is that about, actually? I don't know.
Well, when they keep it permanently there, I think it's for heat.
Yeah, it's the warmest part of your body down there because technically that part has to be a certain temperature to produce a certain thing.
And regulate things. Then also, obviously, there's a lot of adjusting all the time, you know.
Yeah, but you don't need to keep your hand there. Like, it's not like.
It's comfort. Just make sure your best friend's okay.
So, yeah, sometimes
your best friend.
And mine's
okay.
Been lonely a while, so sometimes I need to take care of it.
Okay, before we get to your tips, what we want to do is just maybe test you out on a couple of different types of dudes that you could like get into the role here, because you're an actress by trade.
Some would argue the greatest.
So we've laid out a couple of different examples here, different tests here of types of dudes. So we're going to go with the first one. Okay, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
This is Surfer Dude.
Cowabunga dudes!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or what?
No, that's not how we act. Okay. Go again. Try another one.
Okay, okay. Let's try with maybe Gentleman Dude.
Welcome to the Gentleman's Club. Anyone for a spot of crochet and a cup of brew?
You sound like Mr. Bean.
No, again, no. No, we don't act like that.
Okay, let's try one more. Let's do the clubber, the unce unce dude.
Ain't no party like a techno party.
Yeah.
Well,
now we're getting closer.
On the lads. Any viewers out? Any twin cams, lad? Any monster cans laying about, lads? All right, lads.
No, I'm not sure.
No,
I'm
not that's sure. Not the way we act.
I'm not sure. Let's get you a few tips, right, from the lads messaging
as if,
in
as
this
if you
morning.
Didn't tell me to do this, by the way.
Okay, now, I would just like to say at a start, there's a lot of messages coming in about farting. And I personally am insulted that you're reducing men down to one act. It's horror. It's awful.
It's not me.
Yeah, well,
I think we should embrace it. Oftentimes when I wake up in the morning, the best part of my day is that.
Well, Mark says when you get out of bed, show let out a ripper that wakes the entire house up. Then you're a dude.
What okay? is that? I do find that is a difference.
Every like, morning.
I know. I have one at home. Like I do. I do find it phenomenal that like it is. Like almost a natural part of, well, there's a couple of things, but that is one of the natural parts or starts to your day. Like it's like you just wake up and you're like,
it's like we have our own ways of dealing with things. Yeah. You know the way you expel all the negative energy of yesterday through meditation and stuff.
So
we
bad.
Expel all the negative energy of yesterday with a good fart.
I really prefer when I burn my sage and the smell of my sage rather than your fart.
Sometimes mine smell lethal.
Like enough. I'm not. I'm banning that talk.
Yeah, Amanda and Tig were on. They said pick your nose and scratch your nether regions. She does that all the time.
Do not. When have you ever seen me pick my nose? I would if you needed to do a little like that, but I'd be very discreet. I wouldn't be sitting here picking my nose.
Another tip here.
From Kian, age 9, nah, mate, it's Fortnite.
Fortnite,
yeah.
Play Fortnite.
Like me, I was playing, and then you have to do like the gamer talk, like, guys, I mean my guy. Guy over here, there, my guy, looting up my guy.
What?
No
what
idea.
Did you just
I don't
say?
Know what that is.
Cracked him. One. He's be my guy.
Okay.
Jack in Kilkenny was on to us. Wear a GAA jersey, O'Neill's tracksuit bottoms, carry a large tub of protein powder with you, and maybe a baseball cap backwards too.
Do you not actually think that if I, like, girls who do that, like, look really cool?
Mm-hmm.
Something kind of sexy about, like, no? Oh, you want me to be a lad? All right, I just walk around like
protein powder.
Powder under the arm.
Huge tub.
Okay.
Biggest tub
huge
you can
tub,
find.
Yeah. And you always
arm.
Have that shaker on you.
Yeah, like, the shake.
All times.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Any other quick tips? So 0851029103. Day of the Dude. Show's an honorary dude today. Yeah. Cowabunga.
Beat breakfast.
We're going to talk a little bit about friendship for a moment.
Yeah. So I think there is a lot to be said for normalising making new friends when you're a little bit older, and also making the first move when it comes to a new friendship, right? Because I don't think it's like the easiest thing in the world to do, and I think it feels a little bit strange. Like, you obviously have your friends that you meet in school or college or possibly work, and that happens quite naturally because you get to know somebody. But if you meet someone like at events or like, I don't think you'd meet them on a night out.
Well, you might meet them socially through a friend of a friend.
Friend of a
and
friend.
Click with them.
Yeah.
And go, actually, you live in the same place as me and I live in the same place, and we kind of get on, and you're thinking to yourself, I wouldn't mind spending a bit more time with that person.
But you never make the first move.
Well, it's
you?
Hard, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know.
But I kind of decided.
Is there almost a little bit of shame as an adult kind of saying, I'd like to be your friend?
I don't know if it's shame,
it's
but
a bit
like,
sad.
It just feels weird. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't come like necessarily naturally. And like, I actually think I've gotten like kind of good at this, right? I'm kind of collecting a few like
strings.
No. Like, Tom's got a new friend. His name is Jamie.
They're very tight very quickly.
Like, they met, I think, about a year ago, and I did kind of slag him, but I actually think it's really nice.
It's
awesome. Really sweet. It's lovely. He's got a new friend that he just clicked with. Mm. They decided they were going to hang out. Jamie came up to stay with us a few weeks ago. I gotta say, I can see why he fell for him. I love him. Yeah,
okay.
Jamie's great.
Three of us in this relationship now.
But I did this a few years ago. Well, 7 years ago, to be precise. My friend Keith, I'd known him for years and had met him at stuff and kind of thought he was cool, liked him or whatever, but 2018, I was sitting in his coffee shop in Wexford and he came over and he said hello and he was being real friendly and we actually had a bit of banter. And when the conversation was over, I went, would you like to go for dinner sometime? And he said, darling, I'd love to. And we met for dinner the following month and I can honestly say he is now one of my best friends. We've become besties, soulmates for life. It was the best thing I ever did. Now we hit it off at the meal. Do you know what I mean? It's always like that thing of when you sit down together, are you actually going to be compatible as friends?
This is like first dates Ireland.
But I think like
friendships
are so important and like you don't click with everybody. So when you do finally sit down with someone that you're like, God, I get you. You get me. You make me laugh. I can talk to you and it feels natural. That's kind of cool. Do you know? And I think we need to normalise that.
I know, but it's getting that bridge, as you says, from meeting somebody, knowing that there's a little bit of connection there and then turning it into something else, making it a friendship. And that's what stops a lot of people. They're not quite sure how to do it. I know you and Keith and it was perfectly natural, but it might be weird for me to say to somebody I just met, would you like to go for dinner? It sounds quite romantic almost, doesn't it?
So I did it again yesterday.
Okay, she did it again. She's done it again, everybody. Who had that? Who had it on their bingo card?
I think I was jealous of Tom and his newfound friendship with Jamie. So I was at a event yesterday for International Women's Day and had such a lovely day and I met this lady who I was just blown away by. Like, honestly, I just thought, you're amazing. And at the end of the event, I just went up to her and I actually have to say, I was a little bit like, she could turn me down here.
Yeah.
She could say no.
I have a busy life. I have a lot of friends.
I don't need you. Yeah. So I turned around and I said, I was just wondering, I really enjoyed meeting you today and I was just wondering, would you like to go for a coffee next week? And she said, I would absolutely love that. So we text last night.
Oh
and
my
we're,
God.
We're meeting up next week for a cuppa. And I am very excited. So I just want to normalise making new mates and asking somebody, what's the worst that can happen? They can say no, you move on. But by God, if you meet someone that you think, yeah, you're cool, like, come on.
I think it's easier for women to do that.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
I think like you're more out there and it's all like that. Like, I've known a couple of friends who've met girls in a nightclub on like in the bathroom and they're still talking, like, you know, and they like get through each other's Snapchats and stuff. But I think it's difficult for like a fella to go up to a fella and be all like, oh, do you want to go for a pint?
Yeah.
Do you know, or do you want to go out?
It's probably going back to Day of the Dude. It's probably more like, do you want to go watch the Liverpool match on Sunday? You know, or do you want to watch the Irish rugby match or something?
That's exactly what happened to me with Oren. I kind of knew him. I knew of him in the band, and my introduction to the band was Aaron, who was the guitar player, and he worked in the bank of Bagnestown, so I actually knew him more. But then, like Oren, I found out he watched Formula One and played the game, and I just said to him, do you want to like play some night on the PlayStation? And you can't get rid of me.
Do you want to play?
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah, but that's really
no. But you know, I was like, we play like a group of lads. He was like, yeah, I'd love to. And like ever since now, I've been in his house every week.
You found your new person. Like, do you know what I mean? And if you hadn't done that, you would never have known. Like, I just think like life is so short, and like we should embrace like the fact that if we meet somebody and we feel like I like you, do you know what I mean?
Well, I'd like to ask people if you have made adult friends in the last couple of years. Kind of, who made the move? How did that bit happen where you actually went from being kind of acquaintances and knew each other to actually let's be pals? Did one person have to make the move in that scenario? And was it like, show, would you go for a coffee, would you go for dinner, or did it sometimes it just naturally grows too, that you swap numbers and you text and then you text more? That's probably a bit like us too, where you just start texting a bit more.
I don't
and
know
more
how
more.
We became friends.
Yeah, I don't know. All I remember is you'd be in Ibiza sending me pictures of you in a bikini and stuff. Great times. Great
I don't
times.
Know if I was sending you pictures of me.
But if it
bikini.
Happened to you, how did it happen and who made the move? And do you still find it a little bit tricky to make adult friends?
Yeah, I want to hear from lads as well. I want to know their stories.
0851029103. And props to Brendan, who's heard your stories and just says the show cult. He's calling it all these new people. Let us know.
Subscriptions.
I'm a bad boy. All the ladies look at me and act coy.
Beat
Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up.
So we started this segment by discussing making new friends in adulthood. How do you make the first move? I suppose putting yourself out there, because do you know what? You can never have enough good people in your life.
This is true. Mm. And it gets harder as you get older, because people fall off because of moving away and families and all that kind of careers. So
So many lovely stories. Bex was on the show. This happened to me recently. I'm a mammy of three and have lost a lot of friends over the years. And that happens, Rebecca. Like, that does happen, and like it that can be hard. She said, I met someone recently and I was so nervous, but we hit it off when we were at something with the kids and we both asked to swap numbers, and we did, and we've met for coffee already. It was so nice but strange. It's very hard to make friends in adulthood. I agree, show. I'm so glad it's working out.
Really nice story from Alice, the girl I went to college with, and I never really spoke to her, but we ended up working on the same ward together. She was there a couple of weeks before me, so she was showing me around, and after working together for a couple of weeks, she texted me out of the blue asking, did I want to meet for a coffee? And I remember thinking, oh wow, you want to be my friend? Okay, because like that, it can be hard to make new friends, and we'd only ever worked together, and now 3 years on, she is one of my best friends.
See, I love this. This is so wholesome. Sharon, I met great new friends through events with my daughter over the last few years at the side of a pitch or collecting from panto practice. Great friends forever. Thanks, Sharon. So there's a couple more stories there to get through, but I would like to kind of, I don't know, kind of, I suppose, set up a new friendship, I suppose, of sorts this morning. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that, Killian, you think it's harder for the lads. And, you know, I suppose someone would essentially like to be your mate. And his name is Tommy, and he's on the phone. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. Well, Tommy.
All right, how's it going, guys?
Good. How's form with you?
Ah, good, good. Everything's good, thank God.
Yeah.
Good. Now, look, you heard this conversation. Do you agree? Do you think it is harder, you know, when you're an adult to kind of ask someone to be friends?
Yeah, well, I find it hard when people try, like, to break the mould, you know what I mean? Because you don't know what other people's situation is. So
yeah.
That bloke could be busy with family and and obviously with kids, or day-to-day life with work and all that, so it's hard then to reach out unless you join a sports team or something like that to make new friends that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I know people that joined a darts team, and they go out now for a few pints on the weekend now to play darts just to socialise with newer people, you know what I mean?
I love that. I think it is hard to put yourself out there. I remember, like, my Tom is originally from Cork, and he did find it hard when he moved to Wexford, like, to actually make new connections with people, because when you're not from a place, it's kind of like,
where do you start?
Yeah, so somebody always has to make the first move. So here at Beat Breakfast, we're making dreams a reality. What have we got to say to Killian, Tommy?
Killian, I reached out this morning thinking, well, hopefully asking, do you want to add me on PSN, the PlayStation Network?
It depends on what games you play now. Because
he's picky.
Oh, don't be hard to get.
I'm terrible at some games, and I'm only kind of like a one game guy, but I will, 100%. What games are you playing?
Yeah, I play any genre, really. Like, I play Black Ops, I play Call of Duty, I play Red Dead, I play all that kind of like stuff. You know,
I have an important question to ask, just in terms of the future of your budding friendship here. Are you good at these games? Because Killian can sometimes lose and he can be brr, you know?
I'm terrible at some games. I'm playing Fortnite.
No, I usually play for the crack, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's only like a pastime, you know what I mean? As in that, if I want a bit like a downtime in the evening, I'll hop on, clear the head that way, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I usually just play for the crack. It's just, I don't take anything serious, and it's just all for a laugh, you know what I mean?
Tommy, I have high hopes for this friendship, and I'd like to say we will all remember March 6th as the day that Tommy and Killian connected for the first time.
Thank you, Tommy.
Breaking the mold, Tommy. Breaking the mold.
Tommy, we'll connect you up with the usernames and all that later. And
we'll
follow this story on Beat Breakfast. Thanks for joining
us
today.
Tommy, you're a legend, darling. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you.
Oh, you're
bye.
So sweet.
Remember who your friends are. Remember who your friends are.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
The intro this week, we had a very tight draw on Tuesday morning, which means whoever wins this morning takes the week, takes the title for the week.
Okay. Well, I just like to say that I will do my very best not to heckle you this morning. I would like to extend an arm of, I suppose, sportsmanship. And to play fair. So.
Well, that was National Sportsmanship Day was last Tuesday, like, so you kind of
missed the boat.
Missed the boat, and thank you.
Never too late.
The boat has left that harbour and has now sunk in the bottom of the ocean. So today, I'm going to let you go first, because it's International Women's Week or Month, whatever you want to call it. And you can go first, and I'm actually going to be very quiet, and I'm just going to not help, not put myself, because sometimes I open my mouth and get myself
in trouble. You'll neither help nor hinder. You're just going to keep
And if Niall comes to me and says, Killian, do you know the song? Then I will answer it.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got two teams and it's at random. The lads will pick them. One will definitely suit the other more than the other. Just there's one particular song in there, I think.
Oh, no.
And just remember, it's 2 points per song, which one for the title and one for the artist. And I always invite you, please play along and see, are you better than Show or Killian? Right. What would you like? There you go. Here's your two topics. Pick one. Go for it. What is it?
Songs with can't in the title.
Songs with can't in the title. Okay.
Is that the one that would suit me?
Me?
Possibly. Yeah. Who knows?
Oh, not favour you.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's go with song number one from very recently, actually, 2023.
Is it The Weeknd? No. Is it The Weeknd?
It does sound like Blinding Lights, but we kind of rip off pastiche, but it's not.
Can't. And is it Zara Larsson? No. Is it Zara Larsson? Can't. Something can't. Something can't, anyway. Can't hide it. Can't hold it. Can't.
Yeah, I'm on the right track.
Can't hold on?
No.
No. I think there's a cut off point now.
I think we're getting there now, yeah.
Yep. Do you want to come to me now?
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting a point for Zara Larsson.
Thank you.
Fair play. And you know it is?
Can't Tame Her.
No, oh, yeah. Okay.
We only played it nearly every day, like 2 years ago.
I like that. It's one of my favourite Zara Larsson songs. Okay, next. Silence.
The look she gave me when I said that.
No, it's just started with I'm going to be
quiet.
And I'm going to be like, he didn't say he was going to be kind, but I thought when he said it was International Women's Week.
No, we'd have to tape him up in order for that to happen, I think. Okay, song number two. We're going back to 2010 and the number one single in Ireland. The smug look in his face.
This would have suited me so well. But anyway, sorry, I'm shutting up.
Yeah, none to say here. Yeah, you're on the right track. You know it.
No, Niall, I don't. I know what I'm like. I know I'm able to sing. Is it Black Eyed Peas? No, it's not Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, actually, yeah. There you go. The title was just there.
Oh lads, I have a lot of events this week. this is not helping the situation. I was up writing out notes last night. No, I don't know nothing.
No artist. Don't guess it, an artist.
I can hum the song. You know I've
this is gonna be a disaster.
The club can't handle me right now.
I'm gonna give you a point for that. It's called Club Can't Handle Me.
Is it Flo Rida?
It is. Oh my god.
Feature artist on it?
Flo Rida and... That doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Who is it?
Is it Sia?
No, it wasn't Sia. I can't even remember who the feature artist is because we titled them here. I don't know where that came from. I really don't, but fair play.
But do you know what I like that you like about me? Mm. I baffle you.
You do baffle me.
Do you know what I mean?
Every day.
Like my thought process.
I like to say sometimes the leeway in show's time is a bit longer than my time.
Okay,
but
okay,
anyway, I'm not giving out.
No,
I'm shutting up.
You're keeping stumped today, thankfully. Right, on to song number three, top 10 hit from 2008.
Speak French girls aloud.
Well done, well done. I wasn't sure you'd get that one.
I know my mucky trash pops.
Nice.
Now, let's see who can get this one, right? The next one on our list is a big hit from 2003.
Chili Peppers, Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's the full artist title.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Not exactly there.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, you got a point.
Technically, that's not the intro, but anyway.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Can't Fight the Feeling. Can't.
No.
Okay, we're going to give you one more go with 3 seconds. I need an exact
Red
title.
Hot Can't Stop. Is it just called Can't Stop?
It is.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh my God. Like a mastermind today.
And he says, "I'm gonna win." This was starting very badly, I have to say, but you're on a roll here.
Well, I'd like to point out, as a massive Red Hot Chili Pepper nerd, that the actual intro of the song is
trimmed here. But we move on to our last song. -2 for you on the next round for insulting the judge. Come on now.
She might as well give it a whole 10.
Man who can't be moved.
I'm sorry, I know it's to be quiet, but I am being absolutely shafted here.
How do you know you're being shafted? You haven't seen your songs yet, Liz, yet. So, whisht. Okay, 9 points. Well done, honey. You nearly have this in the bag.
I don't know what happened, but I am incredibly proud of myself. And it's National Women's Week.
Nine.
Jesus Christ.
Nine.
And can I just point out, I don't feel like I got any help. Like, you didn't tell me.
You just got about 700 minutes to answer, but anyway, scratch.
Okay. Well, you're doing really well on the whole, like, being respectful.
Yeah. I haven't said a word.
No pressure. Killian goes after Chapel Row.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Come on, Killian. I really want to get behind you and support you, and I want this to be like a fair battle. So if you win,
to be fair, look, when I looked at this on paper, I actually thought yours was slightly harder around. Okay, but then they're only hard if you don't know them. You just don't know people's memories and stuff like that. You had songs with can't in the title.
Sorry, I'm having a can.
No.
No. With don't.
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 Don't stop till you get enough.
Too old. No. But we are going back a bit on this one. Go back to 2004. I know you were a young lad, but this was number one for 4 weeks in Ireland. Okay. It was a big song of the summer. You'll definitely know it, Show, but have a listen.
I'm out. I've lost. Like, I have no idea.
Okay, I had a little bit. There was a lot of rude words chopped out of this. He was Irish American.
It's hard though because.
Tez Bishop.
It was number one for 4 weeks, but then he just disappeared as an artist. Like, he was nobody.
Yeah. Don't. Nah.
No.
No. No. As he's saying.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
So sorry, Killian. It's Eamon and Don't Want You Back, and then his girlfriend
Frankie,
his ex came back with like a comeback
or this person in my entire year.
Well, nobody heard of him after that. That's what I was saying. It was.
I've lost, but look, I'm going to finish out the round.
Bit
play with dignity.
Bit of dignity. Right, we move on to song number two. Songs with don't in the title.
I went to see that.
Scissor Sisters, Don't Feel Like Dancing.
Great tune.
Live as well.
And they did a brilliant performance at the Brits of that at the time.
At the time, I thought they were at the Brits last weekend.
No.
I was
they
like
had all the Jim Henson characters on stage.
Yeah, they're deadly.
Stands out for me. Right, on to song number four, a little bit of a soft one.
Big Girls Don't Cry from Fergie.
Oh, that's a lovely song.
I cried to this in my car when I was on the radio and I was like 10 or something.
Lovely,
like,
isn't it?
Big Girls Don't Cry, and I was like, I'm just crying.
She had a bit of a rep at the time, you know. She's a bit
bad girl.
Yeah, so this was a real soft side of her. Yeah.
Lovely song, actually.
Beautiful.
Yeah. At the time of like London Bridge, my London Bridge.
Yeah, and when she weed her pants on stage, I don't
she
remember.
She did not, did she?
Yeah, she did.
That was number one. That could happen to anybody.
Okay, I'm just saying, but that it was all around
to
that
confess
time.
Something that you did.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's an awful thing for to be exposed. Mm.
Yeah. Okay, on to the next one, 2011, and it was the second single from this person.
2011.
Oh, that's Ed Sheeran, You Need Me, I Don't Need You.
You need me and I don't need you.
Loves him, I do. I can do that full on a loop pedal, and I can do it for you like later on if you want.
Okay.
I'm okay, I have plans.
I'm washing my hair. Song. I think that's his best
it's
tune.
It's a great tune.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh no, I love thinking out loud.
Of course you do. Course
I
you
was
do.
In labour when it
yeah. All right.
Okay, and last one's quite an easy one, I think. Here we go.
Don't you worry, child, Swedish House Mafia. That's Beckett Eamon fella.
You should find Eamon and you should rough him up. He destroyed you this morning.
Destroyed me. But anyway, I got 8 points. So
you got eight.
It was actually a brilliant comeback.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But once again, what was I?
Shafted. Would you like to say anything as the winner this week, Show?
No, she wants to say nothing. She's scared.
I'm afraid to say anything because I know that, like, as much as he's trying to be
magnanimous
and magnanimous, that it is absolutely breaking him up inside. So
I am absolutely fuming and raging. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell you for why.
Mm.
I'm just raging.
Yeah, okay.
I'm disappointed that Show bet me in a music quiz. That's really, realistically.
Nobody is more surprised than me.
This is Katy Perry at Beat. Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Snickers versus Snickers. Time to go into battle. Woo. This week, it's me and it's me versus Katrina. Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Well. Good morning, darling. How are you? And where are you this morning?
I'm actually just on my way to work and I'm pulled in
now, and I have the two kids in the car with me.
Okay. Oh, morning,
they're
gang.
They're only tiny ones, are they? Small ones?
Oh, yeah, they're just 4 and 2, so they're going to play school.
They sound so quiet in the back.
Oh, yeah, because they love, we listen to you guys every morning, and you just played their favourite song, Alex Warren, so they're delighted.
There you go, show.
Even they have more musical knowledge than me. It's not surprising. Come here, Katrina, what are their names?
Reen and Kathy.
Oh, morning, guys. Morning, guys. Hope you're well. can I ask you, what's work, Katrina?
So I work as an admin in for accounts.
Okay. Very good.
And yeah. Can I just take this opportunity, not that I'm like shown favouritism here this morning, but I slightly am. Happy International Women's Day for tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, you too.
Thanks, darling. Okay, yeah, just getting that out of the way. Don't roll your eyes at me. He rolls his eyes at me, Katrina.
I feel like you're ganging up on me
I'm
already.
Not ganging up. I just want to take that opportunity. All right.
Katrina, quick one before we get started. Any plans for the weekend?
No, nothing. I just moved into a new house, so it's all go, go, go.
Oh, congratulations. Hope it's all going well and you're settling in okay. Right. I am extremely confident in you this morning, Katrina. You sound like you're a very strong, competent woman. You have got this, girl. All right.
Let's give it a go.
Okay, three questions. You're going to go first. Reminder, it's 10 seconds to answer each question. So we'll start the clock at the end of the question. So here is question number one for you, Katrina. Which profession would use the following tools? A widger, a pooter, and a scuffle hoe. So it's a widger, a pooter, and a scuffle hoe. Now I'm going to give you multiple choice. Would it be a carpenter, a plumber, or a gardener? A widger, a pooter, and a scuffle hoe.
Okay.
Carpenter, plumber, or gardener?
I'm going to go with a plumber.
You're going with a plumber.
It
was the gardener. The hoe was the clue there. Okay. Don't worry. Don't stress.
Don't panic.
We got two more to go. Right. How are you on electrics and electricity and stuff?
Oh, God. Not great, but I just had an electrician out to my house.
Perfect. Okay. You're in the zone.
We've heard the phrase AC/DC. You know, there are two types of...
The band.
Yeah. Well, they're also electricity show. But I want to know, in terms of electricity, what does DC stand for? DC.
No multiple choice.
Oh, my gosh.
And
DC?
This is
DC.
So cruel. Katrina, I don't know this. I can't even help you.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Just say the band. AC/DC.
It was direct current.
Direct current, okay.
Alternating current and direct current.
I would not have got that.
Don't worry, darling, don't worry.
Okay,
don't worry. We can salvage something. We can salvage a point here.
Okay.
Okay, Phil Shaw of Leicester in England is credited with creating which of these sports back in 1997, okay? Is it A, speed hoovering? Is it B, extreme ironing? Or is it C, custard wrestling? I'll give you the choice again before I hit the clock.
Okay.
Is it speed hoovering, extreme ironing, or custard wrestling?
Speed hoovering.
Are you sure now? Are you sure? Are you sure, Katrina? Have a little think. What do you do with your clothes?
Ironing? Okay, we'll go ironing.
You're going ironing.
Yeah.
You might have got a little bit of help.
No, she needed, she just needed a little resec. She's little people in the car. She's,
Well, it's not that. I actually don't iron.
Me neither. So you're all good.
Who does anymore? Yeah. Unless it's a shirt. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so look, we got one. Don't be despondent, because I know I'm never going to answer show's questions. Okay. So
we just need him to fail miserably, Katrina, which I'm very hopeful for this morning. Okay, so Niall Power, Snickers versus Snickers, question one for you.
Okay, I'm focused. I'm concentrating.
Good. Okay, I'm wearing an item of clothing that is called a bandeau. But what is a bandeau?
Oh, for God's sake, a bandeau. I would say it's something you put in your hair, like a little bow. The bow, a bandeau.
That is the wrong answer. So a bandeau. Do you know what it is, Katrina?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I wear them.
Oh, go on. Tell Niall. Educate him.
So a bandeau is like kind of a strapless kind of bra. Like it's a top.
Yeah.
Underneath your clothes.
Yeah. It traditionally comprises of a stretchy strip of fabric that wraps around the boobs.
I could have been here till 2029 and I'd never have gotten that right.
Yeah, but you know, you can bring that into your chats with the girls tonight.
Yeah,
are you wearing a bandeau, girls?
You're to Athens with me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next question. Question number two.
Okay, question number two is, what movie is this famous quote from? By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me. It's a well-known chick flick.
Is it Bridget Jones 1?
It is not Bridget Jones one. Katrina, any ideas?
Oh God. I actually, my head's gone blank. Oh God, no.
That's okay. Don't. Think Meryl Streep. It is The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yes.
One of my favourites. Okay, we're doing well here, Katrina. If we can just bring them down on this question, down, 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 then you have won Snickers versus Snickers, okay?
Woohoo, okay.
Okay, we're ready for this. I am using my jade and rose quartz roller. Where on my body am I rolling?
Jade and rose quartz quartz roller.
Yeah.
Jade and rose quartz roller. Jade and rose quartz.
It doesn't matter how many times you say it. You've got 5 seconds.
On your toenails. It's on your toe. It's a little thing that makes them a little bit glitzy and
glitzy.
Yeah, it makes them glitzy.
Yeah, that's what us girls do. Yeah. Katrina, tell them what it is.
So it's like you roll it on your face. Yeah. It helps to bring down like poofiness and like fluid retention and all that.
And get rid of wrinkles and like...
Yeah. Ye have too many bloody products, ye girls. That's all I'll say.
It just makes us look great.
You know what this means, Katrina?
What does it mean?
You're the winner!
You're the winner!
Congratulations,
darling. You have won this morning. A worthy winner. You are taking into the weekend your €50 one for all voucher. Thank you so much for having the crack with us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks a million for having me.
Lovely to chat.
So lovely.
Have a cracking weekend, all right?
International Women's Day to you.
Yay.
Come on, then, girl.
Sweet Breakfast with Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.